This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
So, Taylor Swift, and before that, Harry Styles. Every time I see the name Harry, no matter what Harry it is, I keep thinking of Prince Harry.
Well, yeah.
Are you going to read that book, Spare?
Read, maybe I'll listen to it. Audible.
Tanya, what about for you?
It's going to be a no for me.
Okay, you've given this some thought.
Okay. I'm a little burnt out by all the headlines. And I watched the documentary, so I think I need a little bit of a moment.
Okay. Well, you take your moment.
As a fellow author, I do want to, like, you know, invest in
be
more
open,
books and read more,
open.
But I feel like, you know, this one I'm going to sit out.
As a fellow author, I want to say no.
You'd really give that some thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
What about you? Are you going to read it?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't read much in my life.
But, really?
So why start now? All right. Let's see. Mostly cloudy today. Highs around 70. We talked about this. I do read, but it takes me a long time to get through a book because I get distracted. And I set it down. I have to reread pages because I find myself daydreaming while I'm reading.
I know. That's why you got to do Audible.
You're going to like my book because it's bite-sized. It's like daily.
Yeah, I need little, like, mints.
Yeah, I got you.
Like quotes. Yeah.
What is your book? What's your book called?
The Sunshine Mind. It comes out January 31st, and you will be getting your copy in the mail.
Why can't you just bring it to the office?
Well, because it's like I'm putting it in a cute little sunshine box.
Oh.
So we're getting the promotional copy.
Yeah, but I wrote you a letter, like a personal letter.
And how many personal letters did you have to write?
I did about 42, and Raquel, my co-author, did about 60.
And who gets these personal letters?
Can you give us an example of the mailing list?
Well, sure. We gave one to all of our people that endorsed the book. So Selena, Sophia, Devon Franklin, Patty, you, Sissany.
Selena Gomez, I'm assuming?
Selena Gomez.
Okay. Sophia Carson.
Patty Rodriguez. Who else is on our mailing list? I sent one to Aurora Colpo. I'm blanking now on my list.
Well, there's 100 and something people. That's all right. But
yeah.
We're on the right list. I'm excited to read it. That book I will. Of course I'll read that.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Thanks.
That's like days away.
I know. Our book signing's at the Grove in like 2 weeks.
Are you going to have a premiere party?
Well, the book signing is kind of be like.
That's what that is. That's like the album release party.
Yeah,
that's like the iHeartRadio album release party.
Yeah, it's the night before the book comes out, so it'll be like a party.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Did you send one to Zayn Malik?
Did not send one to Zayn Malik, no.
That's random. Why would you bring that?
Because it's his birthday.
Oh.
I knew it.
It is?
Yes.
No. The stars have aligned. I'm just curious if what Zayn Malik's getting in the mail.
Yeah.
Did you send one to Lizzie McGuire?
Did you send one to Downtown Disney? It opened 22 years ago.
Let's see. What are we going to do today? Well, look, it's Thursday. So we do have a Ryan's Roses. Tubbs, you just should know, as this show goes on the air, Jeffrey Tubbs, our engineer, has been putting in some extra hours as the pinch hitting producer that normally sits in the studio next to me.
I thought he was not sitting in his usual location.
No, he's on the other side of the studio.
Mm-hmm. Is that throwing you off?
No. Well, the only thing that throws me off is that he's an engineer producing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's fine. I just get a stack of things
he's
put in front
of me.
He's
a jack of all trades.
Sure
yeah.
am.
Yeah. Well, he's putting in extra hours. Needs to be acknowledged. I sure am. Oh, okay.
Eh, he's on salary.
Did you send him one?
No, did not send him.
He did not get a copy. You couldn't use my copy after I read it.
I've been going to the mailbox. I haven't seen anything.
Well, they haven't been sent yet.
He wasn't listening.
No, not at all.
All right, listen. Today we're paying your bills all day. That's good news. That starts in a second. Also, it's Ryan's Roses after 7 o'clock. So I guess he went to an event without her and ended up staying the night. He wasn't very responsive to her calls and texts. And when he came back, he was even more distant.
Mm-hmm.
So 7:40, she wants to know why. And, you know, Sissany was just saying that she's locked out of her streaming services. I saw a commercial during the college football championship where they were joking about being locked out of a streaming service when the game was happening.
Yeah.
And I can relate to it, too, because I've had to restart my Apple TV and redo everything and redo the credit card. And now all of my streaming services are out. And everything I put in with the password and the email says I can't find you.
Oh, no. So you feel my pain.
So what happened to you?
So in my case, it's funny because I actually have Apple TV, like the box, right? The little Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even use that. So all my streaming.
You do use that. It comes through that.
No, it does. Mine, we have it. We don't use it. Mine, we use all of our streaming services through our smart TV. So we use it through
the bottom.
The little grid on the bottom. We use it.
That confuses me.
We use all the apps.
I can't figure out what that's for.
So we lost the main control for the TV.
What do you mean, we?
Well, we as a family. Who knows? Savea, I think she threw it away, truthfully. She's really
like in the garbage.
In the garbage. Like, I think it's gone. Because she's really into throwing stuff away
like
these
cleaning
days.
Cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. She loves opening up the... That's because the trash is the only thing that's not... doesn't have a child lock. Because it's annoying to have to always unlock
that.
Yeah,
right. For you.
For us. So she's really into, like, grabbing stuff and, like, putting it in the trash. Like, she just, that's her thing.
She thinks she's doing a good chore.
She does. And so we are really, like, we always find stuff in the trash, like her shoes or, like, whatever. And so we constantly are taking stuff out of, like, that she's throwing away. And so we make it a point to look in there. And it's a little tiny black remote. So I just think it might have fallen through a crack in there. And now it's just gone. Who knows? It's been missing for, like, a week. So I think it's long gone.
I'm actually really at a loss. I don't even know what's happened and how to get back. So what do you do to resubscribe to everything?
I can't even open it. I think I need to call the Samsung manufacturers and see if I can get a new Samsung remote at this point. Like, I don't know. Right now, what I do have is my cable. Like, I have DirecTV. Mm-hmm. So I just have live TV, which I know
Let me ask our resident engineer. Tubbs, do you have any advice or guidance for her if she lost her remote control and how to get back into all of her streamers?
Tubbs.
I think if you have a universal remote, you can program it to your TV and still...
Tubbs, that's so confusing.
He's happy to come over. Guy's got a car. He's got a station vehicle.
I know. Tubbs is like a regular at my house at this point.
In the kids van.
The kids know him.
What also it sometimes confuses me is the double authentication code.
Yeah.
Authenticity authentication code.
Right.
Right? I mean, and then it goes to a phone number that I don't necessarily have on me. And if you've ever been, you know, someone else has been around and they have access to all your stuff, then they get your code. Like, if they put their phone number into your streamer, when you get the authentication code, it goes to their phone.
Oh my God, I didn't even know people can do that. Everything's set up to my phone, so I get the code. But it's not even about that. Like, I've already streamed all my shows on my DVR already at this point. Like, I've seen Million Dollar Listing already. I'm caught up on everything. And so I'm like, how much local news can I watch?
The universe to read Tanya's book. Maybe it's not a sign out yet. To get out
give me
of the
an early copy.
Yeah, I could get you my advance copy. Let me bring you one tomorrow. Don't you worry, baby girl.
Yeah.
Your morning hack, and then we've got a positive quote of the day here this morning. This on TikTok, I'm seeing this. Right, what we do, listen, thank you, TikTok, for helping us replenish these hacks. All right, before TikTok, we would have really had to dig.
And all the recipes, too. Thank you, TikTok.
So they say, if you've got a runaway flyaway, you can use dental floss. Pull it taut and place it where your hair part starts. Then smooth down your strands, keeping it parallel to your part at all times. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you go like
can
this.
Can you describe that?
You pull it straight. And then you pull it.
Turn around?
Yeah, you basically have it long ways.
Have you done that before?
I've seen the videos. So then you get the long ways of the floss and you put it right on your part. Mm-hmm. And then you bring it like almost like this. If this was the floss, you go like this. And then you go all the way down like that.
Okay, so you can see this on TikTok. But dental floss will do the trick.
But then your hair's going to smell like mint.
Well, no, you don't have to get the minty kind. I actually don't want the minty floss because I think it breaks my fast at night.
Oh my gosh!
What? And in the morning?
And that is a promo.
Kiss mornings. Today's quote of the day. Stop feeling guilty for speaking up about things that are bothering you.
Preach.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, California is giving itself a bit more time to send out the remaining middle class tax refunds. The inflation relief payments will continue to be sent out through February. However, the FTP says the vast majority of recipients still have their payments issued by January 14th. Big changes are coming to Disneyland Resort as Disney celebrates its 100th anniversary. Disneyland is increasing the number of days that guests can visit at a lower price. The $104 one-day, one-park admission price will be available on more days, nearly 2 months' worth over the coming year. And the gondola ride from Union Station to Dodger Stadium, promised to be ready for the 2028 LA Games, is facing legal challenges and just lost one of its biggest backers, former Mayor Eric Garcetti. Yeah, the 1.2-mile, 7-minute ride was expected to ferry up to 5,000 people an hour, but Chinatown neighbors and environmental groups oppose the gondola, which was proposed by former team owner Frank McCourt.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
The rain is coming back tomorrow night. We have Orion's Roses. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in this situation where you've wanted to know so badly. He goes to some event with Alder and ended up staying the night. I got to get detail on it. He wasn't so responsive to her calls or her reaching out text-wise, too. So when he returned, I guess he was acting very strange, very distant, and she just picked up on this change in behavior. So we'll find out what we can, and then she wants to know why the change in behavior. So that's at 7:40 this morning, and then we'll keep on rolling. We're going to pay bills again next hour and all day until this evening. Kristen is on the line with us now. Kristen, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Super good. Thank you very much. So you accidentally sent a screenshot of your conversation with a guy back to him.
Oh, cringe.
Yes.
All right. Now, we've all done this cringe. I just the other day sent, wasn't really that interesting, but I was sending a text about a text to the person who sent me the text. You know what I mean? Like, I got a text and I was sending it to somebody else and I sent it back to that same person.
Right.
And you do sink a little bit. So what was in this conversation?
So it was really nothing bad. I was having a conversation with this guy and he has been calling me these weird pet names that, like, I'm not really into. Like, one time he said, "Good night, my dear." So I wanted to, he did it again. So I screenshot it to send it to my friends to show them and say, like, "Look, guys, like, he did it again. Like, what am I supposed to do?" But I accidentally sent it to him.
Did he respond?
So I had no responses until the next morning when I realized that there was no response and I couldn't delete it because his texts are green, so he doesn't have an iPhone.
Oh, no. This is like the worst case scenario.
I think you just played dumb.
Yes.
Really?
Because I think because your phone accidentally, my phone accidentally takes
screenshots. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't yours do that all the time?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Wait. Your phone accidentally takes a screenshot?
Yeah. Like if you tap the back a little bit, or just it accidentally takes it sometimes. Yeah.
Is that a glitch?
It's like a weird glitch.
Depending on your phone. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So then it just I don't know what happened. It just accidentally took a screenshot and sent it. Weird.
When yours accidentally takes a screenshot, Sissany, what does it do? Just save it to the photo?
It saves it. So I don't know how you can justify that.
That explains something.
Because
I'll scroll through my camera and all of a sudden there's pictures of stuff from a screenshot picture. I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's why.
Because if you tap, I don't know.
It happens to me like 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah. It happens often.
All right. So wait, hold on.
It's a setting on your camera, I think.
It says accessibility. You can set it so tapping your phone 3 times takes a screenshot.
Yep.
So you must have to go into settings.
Yeah, I just took it. So if you tap the back of your phone 3 times, 1, 2, 3, it takes a screenshot.
Okay, why?
I don't know why.
Why is that a service?
I don't know.
All right, back to you. You guys have too much time creating things. So back to you. Look, there's two ways I look at this. Number one, you send a joke text about it. Hey, you know, total screw up on your part. Or number two, you say not meant for you.
No. Too much time has passed already. You ignore this. He hasn't said anything. You haven't said anything.
I fell asleep after I sent it.
Let me go to the back room. Michaela, what would you do if this happened to you?
I don't even know. I think I would just have to say something like, hey, sorry, I accidentally screenshot the conversation.
No, you guys, no, you do not acknowledge it.
But what if he never answers?
Who cares?
Bye-bye. Rewind.
No.
Kristen, when did this happen?
This was recently. So we met on a dating app. I won't disclose which one. And we, you know, we
does it rhyme with cringe?
It might.
Nice.
And so it's fairly new. It's not anything serious.
But he hasn't responded since. So you guys have been not talking since this screenshot?
Correct.
It's too late.
Ignore it.
I think you just
good morning.
Yeah, we move on.
Mm-hmm. Phones are the end of everything.
Right?
It's the end of it all, isn't it? I mean, too many opportunities to screw it all up. All right, well, listen, you've heard different views. Kristen, good luck, all right? What's meant to be will be, as my mother says.
You're so right. Thank you guys so much.
All right, bye.
No, your mom says you can't hurry love. You just have to wait.
No, she says that to you.
Oh.
Yeah, she says other things too. But to you, she says you can't ever love, you just have to wait. But now she's not singing that song anymore because you found it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just have to wait for apparently the proposal, Sissany, which I heard loud and clear, is coming this year.
But
otherwise,
you still
she's out.
Can't hurry love.
Yeah. You just got to let him do his thing.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
We are about to line up Ryan's roses. Got to find out why he's being so distant. And now, Tanya, with the trending report.
So I'm taking you guys all the way back to 2012, okay? It was the red carpet for the launch of Kim's perfume, True Reflection. I don't know if you remember this. I remember when I saw the photos, she was wearing these black pants, a bright blue blouse, and a black blazer. But all I remembered from that night is Kim got flower bombed. So I remember, like, at that time, people were saying it was PETA. They were protesting Kim because she was wearing so much fur at the time. But now, all these years later, Kim's former media strategist, his name is Shiraz Hassan, he's confirmed that PETA was not involved in the incident, and in fact, that the flower bombing was actually an inside job. So he recalled having conversations and discussions if Kim was willing to get flower bombed, because they really wanted to create a moment on the red carpet so that it would get like a lot of PR for the perfume.
Wow.
And I know, I was really like surprised.
So we never found out who did it or why it happened.
No. And I remember when this happened because we were working in the E! News building at the time and everybody was like tweeting about it. It was like caused such a thing. And I remember Kim's response was so chill about it and she didn't press charges. And now in hindsight, I guess it all kind of makes sense. But I was surprised, but at the same time, I guess not really, because I feel like this probably happens all the time in Hollywood. Like, I feel like I recently just found out that people call the paparazzi on themselves to get photos of them, like, coming out of a certain
store.
You
just found that out?
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm like, why would somebody call the paparazzi on themselves? But, like, to me, the getting the flower bomb.
Did you learn this was one of your friends? Like, some of your friends do this.
None of my friends do this.
Some of your friends over the years from the MTV shows do this.
From the MTV shows. Oh, interesting. Mm. Okay.
I'm going to tell you one thing I know very clear. All right. I was Bisquick bombed.
I remember thought about you on this.
Mm-hmm. At the Oscars, however many years ago. That was not an inside job. Bisquick. I was not an inside job. It was Sacha Baron Cohen promoting the Dictator. Because I think afterwards he told me, or they told me, because, you know, he apologized. But it was a shocking moment. Not an inside job. A shocking moment. He pretended they were ashes. And it was 2012.
It was 2012.
And it was real 2012? As real is.
That's what I'm saying. When you said 2012, I remember. I was like, this was the same year that Ryan got flower bombed.
Interesting.
Interesting. Really? Huh. Maybe was like the thing.
It was
then,
the thing then.
It was not the thing.
It was going around then.
But what's interesting is I remember I saw your reaction on your face, mm-hmm. and you looked kind of stunned. You know what I mean? Like, you looked surprised, and like,
are at the Oscars, I felt bad. Talking to people on the way in, and someone throws powder all over you from an urn.
I was so mad.
You're gonna be surprised.
I was too.
I was so livid. You know, I was literally
I wasn't. I wasn't. I wasn't.
Well, I was mad for you.
I was mad for you too. I was like. Like Avatar.
I was like yelling at the TV, like mad, angry, throwing things.
Come on. Yeah.
Well, and then, like
and then I got over it and
then
started drinking
not.
My champagne.
You have to have a laugh. It's 102.7. You're on Kiss FM. And it's time for Ryan's Roses. So Wendy has reached out in Sherman Oaks. Listen to this. Her husband went to a friend's birthday party in Orange County. She couldn't go. Originally, he was going to drive down and back up the same day, but that day he booked a hotel room and ended up staying the night. He wasn't responsive to your calls or texts. Is that right, Wendy?
That's right.
So in your mind, when you start thinking about what happened that night and why he didn't come home and what he was doing, what do you think about?
I mean, I'm not really sure because he wasn't responsive to my calls, so I feel like, you know, maybe something happened.
Like what?
I don't know, maybe he met an old friend and they decided to, you know, reacquaint themselves with each other, maybe.
So you think he cheated on you? You think he spent the night with another woman?
I think maybe, yes.
So, in my mind, if you think that because he was out for one night, you already have been thinking something's wrong here in this relationship. Is that accurate?
I mean, our affection has dwindled, you know, we're not as close as we once were. You know, a woman knows.
Mm-hmm. Wendy is going to be on the line when we call her husband and find out why he stayed out one night after a friend's birthday party and what he was doing. She said he had a drive. It was a drive. I mean, look, he went to a birthday party, maybe had a couple of pops, right? A couple of beers, didn't want to drive back.
Pops.
The pops in 1952?
Pops. Okay. A couple of pops.
Okay. Right? Not even beer. It's soda. Soda pop.
No. But pops. People call, like, tipping cups pops, right?
Who are these people?
You know, uncles. People's uncles say that. So, anyway, mm-hmm. The focus is maybe he had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to drive, so he stayed overnight. But she thinks he stayed overnight and was with somebody else. But to think that, you got to already know that there's lack of trust in this
relationship. But it's fine that he spent the night in a hotel or whatever, but he just wasn't answering her calls. He wasn't answering her text messages.
Well, that fueled the
fire. And that is what fueled the fire, yeah.
That definitely fueled the fire.
That would make me want to drive down to Orange County and knock on the hotel door and be like, what's up?
So, all right, let's try and call him here. Wendy, I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call and then your husband's name on Kiss FM. Go ahead.
Ryan, you have my permission to call.
We're going to do that right now. Be very quiet until we tell him that he is on the air. And good luck, Wendy.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, is this Daniel?
This is he.
Hi, Daniel. My name is Sheena. I'm calling from The Modern Florist. How are you doing this morning?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. We're actually new on Ventura Boulevard here in Sherman Oaks, right near the Whole Foods. And I'm calling today because we're offering a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like. They're absolutely free. I don't need any cash or credit card info from you. It's just a promotion that we do about once a month to gain new clientele and to promote our new business.
Oh, wow. Welcome to the neighborhood. I don't think I really need or have anybody that I'd want to give flowers to.
Oh, they're absolutely free. I don't need any cash or credit card info. Like I said, they're free. We can just send them to anybody that you'd like. I just need the name of the person you'd want to send them to. There's nobody in your life, wife, mom, sister, girlfriend.
Right now, no.
This will take like 2 seconds.
I'm trying to think of somebody who I'd want to send flowers to at this point. No, nothing's coming out.
Really? Come on.
Maybe. No, I don't think so. But I do appreciate it.
Daniel, hello, your voice is being broadcast on the radio, and we have your wife, Wendy, on the line. Just bear with us here, Daniel, for a second. Why is it you can't think of anybody to send roses to?
My wife, because we're kind of in the middle of a thing right now, and I don't think right now is necessarily the best time to dredge that up.
And what is it you're in the middle of? What kind of thing?
Oh, we're in a fight because I went to a party and she wanted to rather stay home on a weekend, and I thought it was kind of intrusive. Who is this I'm talking to?
My name is Ryan, and your voice is being broadcast on the radio, and that's the reason we are calling, Daniel. So you were out. You spent the night out in Orange County after a birthday party of your friends, and you were not responsive to your wife's texts and calls. And so just to be clear,
she brought this up.
In much detail. So Daniel, to be clear, were you with anyone that night?
No, absolutely not. No. So,
okay.
It wasn't that kind of party at all.
What kind of party would that be?
It was just the kind of party where you hook up. No, this was just a friend's 50th birthday party. We ended up going to one of those.
What?
I'm not sure if I could use brand names, but the big arcade restaurant kind of place where guys can just be guys. And tell you the truth, I was the only one without a wife there. And so I was like the only non-couple. So all my friends had to hang around with me. And
What about overnight? Daniel, to be clear, your wife Wendy thinks that you cheated on her while you were gone. So can you tell us anything about what
she thought? Absolutely not. No, I just was drinking, and there's a hotel that's close enough to that within walking distance of where the party was being held that I just spent the night there, and I pretty much passed out after three drinks. Nobody came with me.
All right, Wendy, you're on the line. You're hearing this. Do you believe your husband?
I mean, I want to, Dan. I want to believe you.
So why are we here? There must be a reason we're having this conversation. You want to believe him, but you don't. And this was only one night. Why are we in this situation?
And why didn't you go, Wendy?
I mean, you know, I don't know the people, and it just didn't seem like something I wanted to do.
But the fact that you thought for one night he was cheating on you makes me think something else is going on.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Why isn't there trust in your marriage?
I mean, you know, Dan hasn't been as affectionate as he normally is, and we just haven't been communicating the way we normally do, and I just, you know, assume maybe he's looking for somebody else.
Dan?
Absolutely not. You know we're both working 60-hour weeks. I don't have time to cheat on you, let alone think about another woman.
All right, so you need to turn up the affection oven.
That's what I thought we were doing by going to this party, because we got to wait for her a few hours.
You thought that. She thought something else. You need to talk about where you meet in between. Wendy and Daniel, good luck. You need to communicate a little more, right?
Yeah, I guess
absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Wendy, for reaching out, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. So something stuck out to me was she said she didn't want to go. I didn't want to go, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just didn't want to go. I didn't want to.
She didn't want to hang out with
people she didn't know.
People she didn't know.
Yeah. The scenario was he stayed out one night and she thought, well, because he did, someone else was with him. And to go right to that place, there's and I guess we learned there's just no there's no affection. There's a lack of sort of the little things that you need to feel secure in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The hugs, the cuddling. And when you get busy and you get tired, sometimes that snowballs into not happening.
Right. But she's also distancing herself from him, too. There was an opportunity to go spend time with her husband. Yeah, she didn't want to be around, I guess, that group of friends. But that was an opportunity to be with him. And she chose to stay back.
And she chose to stay back. He chose to go. And then that's how we got to this place. But did you believe it was Wendy and Daniel? That was the couple we were talking to out of Sherman Oaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did you believe Daniel when he said, no, nothing's happening? Did you believe him?
I actually did believe him.
I did too. But I was wondering, I shouldn't feel bad about believing him.
Mm-hmm.
I actually believed him. I thought he was genuine in saying, no, nothing happened. And you didn't come. And, you know, we're both working and we're tired. Gina in La Puente. Good morning, Gina. What did you think after hearing that?
Okay, so what I have to say might be like not going, I might be going against the grain a bit here, but I really do not think that that guy is cheating on his wife. I listen to a lot of Ryan's Roses, and you know, most of the time the guys who are cheating, they have some game. You know, they talk in like a little bit of a lower voice as well. And no, that guy, he has no game. He's telling the truth. She should have went to the party with him and had a good time.
So you're saying his lack of swagger indicated he's not cheating.
Yeah, he had a little nerdiness to him. I know what you mean, Gina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a good thing that he had no game.
Nerds cheat too.
Nerds cheat too.
Nerds cheat too, guys.
Put it on a shirt.
Nerd.
Hey, he passed out after three drinks. Come on now.
That stood out to me too, Gina.
He had three drinks and he was out. Passed out.
Yeah, passed out.
Lightweight.
He was donezo.
All right.
Donezo.
We used to say gonzo. Tanez and I used to say, he's gonzo, bro.
Gonzo.
You know gonzo?
Yeah.
The character?
Mm-hmm.
Gonzo. Anyway, Gina, we digress. Thank you for calling La Puente. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Gina's funny.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I like it.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Sam Smith and Kim Petras. Unholy. 102.7. Kiss FM. Can you believe this rain is coming back? And can you believe that they're calling for it for so many more days?
Wait, what? I thought it was just Saturday.
No, they're saying this jet stream could continue to push water through different parts of the state of California for another week.
Mm. It's crazy.
You know, jet stream time, you know about jet streams. It was picking up water in the Pacific and dumping it all over the place. And you see the mudsliding. I mean, you were one of the first to encounter the Canyon mudslide.
Yes, I was.
Very. And you see some of the stuff on the news.
Swerving on the other side of the street to get away from. But luckily it was so early, nobody was on the road.
Yeah, to be careful. That's also dangerous. When you're the first car through a pass,
mm-hmm.
then it hasn't, you know, cars haven't gone over rocks or knocked him out of the way.
Right.
You can be very careful as the trailblazer on your way into work.
Trailblazer.
Right now we're looking at rain Friday night through Tuesday, like specifically, and they're saying it could continue after. I know.
Man.
I know. And it's dangerous.
And very wet one this weekend.
My little weather guy just does not show that.
And what is the name of your little weather guy?
The one on my phone. You know, just have some clouds and a little rain on Saturday.
Yeah, I found that to be less than precise sometimes.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's a bummer.
Yeah, it is. And so is not sleeping. That's also a bummer. Sleep is just as important as a healthy eating plan.
Mm-hmm.
What else? As healthy, good exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that we were all taught as kids to fall asleep, before phones, before all the different devices, if you can't fall asleep at night, count sheep.
Right?
Right.
Not mongoose, not puma, but
right.
sheep. Now, I guess they're saying, no,
don't count sheep.
Sleep experts.
All right.
Say no, absolutely not. It doesn't work. It might even take longer to finally rest if you count sheep.
So why this breaking news now? What happened?
Basically, what you're supposed to do is go on a mental walk if you're having a restless time going to bed. So if you're sitting there tossing and turning, and I think we've all been there, right? Your mind is racing and you can't fall asleep. I tried this last night, you guys, and let me tell you, it worked.
What did you do on a mental walk? How do you get your head to go there?
So this is what you do. You're supposed to think about a walk that you know very well, okay?
Oh, not actually go on the walk.
Mental walk.
Tiny rat.
Mental walk. I thought you meant just like... for your mental peace, go on a walk.
Lord help this child.
I was like, well, that sounds counter to getting out of bed, getting your feet cold, walking around the house. What a
mental
mess.
Mental walk.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you have to picture it. So you take your mind out of all those
thoughts. Right, so you're laying there. It's almost like meditation, right? So you visualize it, but it has to be very detail-oriented. You have to picture yourself leaving the house, locking the door, walking down your steps, going down. You have like really leaving your house. So I kid you not, I was so detailed with my walk, I barely made it down my street and I was already asleep. So I was trying, on my mental walk, I was trying to get down my street and go into this little like hiking trail by my house that like I know very well, and I didn't even make it down my street before I was asleep.
So can I?
It was very impressive. I was like so, when I woke up this morning, I was like, oh my God, it worked.
It worked. So wait. So could I, forget leave my house, could I just automatically, you know, zap myself to the beach?
Sure.
And just take a walk on the beach?
Yeah, so if you love walking the boardwalk or the strand in Manhattan Beach or like wherever your great place that you love to walk, Runyon Canyon, you know, once you park, like, you know, like your place that you love, that is your mental walk.
What if I'm out on my walk and I pass Tubbs? Mentally, like he's out on a walk too. Would that be weird?
I don't know. Whatever.
What if that might
startle you awake.
Yeah. What if you guys are out on a walk at the same time because you can't sleep?
Fine.
Or what if there's like a dog barking? Like,
well, you have to. I guess what Sissy said, you kind of gotta control your thoughts a little bit. A
little bit. Yeah. Stay
focused. I'm gonna try it. I think it's a great idea. I'm gonna try it. And there are also those walks that, like, when you're on the treadmill, they show you those videos of a walk or a hike.
Yeah.
Picturing those might work too.
Uh huh. It was so nice. I had a great sleep. I slept so well. I didn't want to wake up this morning.
I didn't want to come to work. I slept so well.
I didn't.
Well, I have a shorter walk. Coming up next, Sam Smith at the Forum this summer. Sabrina, thank you for calling in. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing well. So you're saying, you're calling us about this. Your friend lives in the same city as your long-distance relationship.
Yeah, and it sounds great, but it's actually really tough.
Well, what's the
long-distance relationships aren't tough enough.
But what's the problem with your friend living in the same city as a long-distance relationship?
Well, anytime I come to visit my boyfriend, he lives in Chicago, I'm in L.A., anytime she knows I'm planning on a trip, she always wants to see me when I'm in town.
Oh, no.
And anytime I'm out, let's say I'm out at a restaurant with my boyfriend having dinner, she sees me on Instagram and she's like, hey, we're going to such and such bar afterwards. Come with us. I can never really just get one-on-one time with my boyfriend.
So she wants your time just as much as anything else because you're there. She thinks that you should be spending time with her. And you don't want to. So you want to spend time with your boyfriend. Is that right?
Yeah. And I'd love to see her. You know, she's a close friend, but I just can't spend every time I'm in the city visiting my boyfriend with her.
So I have learned how to handle this, and it's really, it's a very direct but nice conversation with your friend to say, hey, look, I only get so much QT with my cutie that I gotta hang with my man, and I'll check you out next time. We'll hang. You know,
check you. You've never spoken like that ever. What are you talking about?
Do you know what I'm saying? The message is: I need quality time with my lover, with my partner.
My
I need quality
lover.
Time with my man, and we'll hang next time. And they just got to deal with it. You have to make your priorities clear to yourself, and then clear to those around you. But you can't feel guilty that you need to be with your significant other and not your friend as much to keep your relationship alive. That's what it takes.
It's happened to me before, too, because my best friend lives in the Bay, and her now fiance, his family is from Beverlywood here. So whenever they come to visit his family, it's like, I want to see her too, but she's coming to visit his parents and stuff. So like, there was a few times, especially in their early relationships, that they would come and I was like, you were in LA and you didn't even like see me, because they were just with his family. And I would get kind of mad, but then we figured it out. Like, there was times where like she would just come and spend a few hours with me and then go back to his family. So you just, you got to just figure
it out.
The
key is you can't carry guilt as you prioritize what you need and what your boyfriend needs.
You'll figure it out.
Good luck, Sabrina. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. In due time.
Thank you.
Bye. I mean, the other thing is you can merge it. I mean, I've been in situations where there's limited time and you merge it.
Yeah, but like merging it every time is
not
like,
in the beginning. In the beginning, focus on the relationship. And then down the road, it's like, separate it.
You don't like a merge?
Not in the beginning. Focus on...
I kind of like for 20 years, I've merged things. Like, I bring different friends together for a dinner because I don't get much time with them, and I just merge it all.
It's fine.
It's the only way to do it. So, yeah, you can call in, you can send us a text, 41027, or you can email us. But for some reason, I don't know why. I mean, is email your first choice to communicate with somebody?
I find it easy.
I remember when business was only done via email, and personal was done via text. Now there's so much business done via text.
And now with Instagram DMs, like, listeners can reach us anywhere.
Which is great. So here's some feedback we got via email. You mind if I read some of these?
I've already read this one because I've already responded to Thomas. He emailed me.
So Thomas writes to Sissany, have you ever listened to yourself and heard how many times you say the word like? Like, these are, some of these can be candid. I mean, you know, you probably don't know if you are speaking, you probably don't realize how many times you say or like.
Oh, I say so much.
Do you say
it's annoying. Yes.
I don't think I say I don't think I'm an ummer.
I don't notice on you, but do you know what I do notice that you say a lot is 100%.
You're welcome.
He does?
No, Sissany.
Oh, yes, yeah, I do.
That's like your welcome. That's like your
It's your crutch response.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, like you're, you know, I'm with you. Or crutch. Like,
that's your version of being silent on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
or
you
my
know
eyes.
When we ask you something and you just open your eyes? I'm like, well, we do have, this is an audio platform. Right, so what did you say? What did you reply?
Well, he says, like is a verb. You use it as a verb and an adverb. You often use it more than once in the same sentence. The Kardashian sisters do the same thing.
An adverb? What's an adverb?
I know. It was like English lesson. So I responded to him and I said, you know what? I do use the word like. I feel like I do it all the time because I speak this way my whole life. And I told him that I've been watching the Kardashians for many years. And ironically, I find them, I don't know, relatable because they talk like me.
There's no irony there.
I guess it's normal for me.
Well, my mother used to correct me when I would say like growing up. She would stop me when I'd say, Mom, they were like all going to like this party and like this weekend. Slate's gonna
it's a California
and, like,
thing too. And
it's also a teenage
it doesn't bother
thing.
Me when I hear people using it.
It does. If you notice it and then you hear people do it, then it does start to bother you after a while if it's frequent.
It was funny because we were, and then we've been going back and forth and he was just like, I don't mean it.
He was just like, what?
I know. He's like, I don't mean it as... Stop! He's like, I don't mean it to be a jab. It's probably a generational thing. He's like, I'm 52. And he's like, and I love your show. He's like, I'm a loyal listener. So we love you, Thomas. Thank you for writing in. And so he's a sweetheart. I told him to call in and he gave us his number. So maybe we will give him a call and chat with him. But he was very sweet.
Let's see what B says. B says, I'm addicted to your segment, Second Date Update. I can relate to it because I'm single. I'd like to know if you'll do it twice or three times a week rather than once a week. I enjoy listening all the time. Wishing you more success in 2023.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. We could. I mean, look, if people need help in the Second Date Update area. It's interesting. You know, when we first started doing Second Date Update, they really disappointed me.
Yeah, you don't like, have an issue with it.
Yeah.
Well,
I
no,
feel
because
like you still don't like them.
I don't like them. I just felt like at the beginning, we were doing more harm than good with whoever was reaching out to us. Now I feel like we've gotten to a place of seeking a little peace of mind and satisfaction in what people are looking for. What is it, Tanya?
More harm than good. Roses is more harm than good. What are you talking about? Second date update is at least answers.
I concur.
But we can all just like I'm disagreeing.
Okay.
But thank you, B. Phaedra says to Ryan, I heard you talking about Meghan and Harry and how you didn't like it and you were going to stop after episode two. Please finish the documentary before you judge it. I'm just saying that I was seeing it all in the news and I was seeing a documentary.
Judgy McJudger.
But you're right. I do need to see it through. Finish
but
the doc.
But not really, because if you didn't like what you saw, why would you continue?
Well, she has a point.
She says, I've changed my view. I'm empathetic on what they went through. And it is true. There is, you know what? She's right.
The abuse they took from the media was extensive. I really believe that if Ryan, Tanya, and Sisney finish it, they would appreciate and respect what Harry and Megan did.
No, I
finished it.
I don't think there's lack of respect. I think that what I was saying was, I was seeing all of it a lot at once, right? I saw him on Anderson Cooper. I saw him on GMA. I saw him. And then I happened to be watching the documentary. And I was just trying to take it all in. So fair point, Phaedra, fair point. And I will.
And it wasn't that we didn't respect it. I think it was I think a lot of people are grappling with the idea of the fact that they wanted privacy. And then it's like every other news article and, you know, documentary. And it's just a lot.
I did see something very, very striking about how Harry saw what was happening to his girlfriend and how she was being treated. And he felt like if that was happening to her, it was happening to other people by media. And so you're right, Phaedra. I actually will finish that.
Yeah.
Thank you for reaching out.
This is good.
Thank you for emailing.